This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is part of our episode, Politics on Your Plate. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. What's acceptable in terms of food and what isn't always depends on where you live and the sort of vibe of the time. There is an ongoing debate over a dish that's considered a delicacy in some parts of the world, shark fin soup. Sharks have several fins, and those are the main ingredient in this dish. But as consumers have learned more about how those fins are harvested, the soup has become controversial. Our reporter Alan Yu is here now. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Maiken.
So, Alan, you grew up in Hong Kong, and this is a traditional Chinese dish. What does it taste like?
What's interesting is it doesn't taste like anything. The shark fin, the most highly prized ingredient, tastes a bit like raw cartilage. What you're tasting is the actual broth that's used to cook the soup. And so the shark fin itself, I would say, is kind of bland and tasteless.
And when would you eat this kind of soup?
So this is a very expensive dish, and so it's primarily served at, you know, fancy banquets, you know, business lunches where you want to impress, you know, your business partners, weddings, that kind of thing.
But in China and elsewhere, demand for shark fins is actually going down, right?
Right. And that's in response to how the shark fin is harvested. So there's this practice called finning, which is when you catch a shark, you cut the fin off, which is the bit that you sell, and then you throw the shark back in the water while it's still alive. Obviously, it can't survive without a fin, so it dies a rather horrible death. And because of that rather cruel practice, it's become harder to ship out shark fin now.
Researchers are having a debate over shark fins and whether or not it should be legal to sell them and to trade them. And you helped me track down one of the main researchers on this topic. Her name is Shelley Clark. And years ago, she actually went to a shark fin auction in Hong Kong, which is really hard to get into. So I asked her to describe that to me.
These auctions are held in rather dingy warehouses in various locations around one district in Hong Kong, but it's not publicized beforehand where it's going to be. And so you need to follow somebody you know and get them to get you in the door. And then, of course, I was the only foreigner there and usually the only woman there. And so it was quite a kind of tense situation. But the traders would treat it almost like a social event of the mid-morning. And so it was almost like being at the racetrack. So it was kind of exciting and fun. But that didn't last too long because someone decided that I wasn't welcome there. And I was escorted out once, and then I got a kind of ominous phone call saying, don't come back. So I decided that it wasn't worth risking my safety to try again.
How much of an impact does the shark fin trade have on the shark population?
Well, that's unfortunately a question that neither I nor really anyone else can answer very clearly. What we know from research like mine is that millions of sharks are taken every year, and their fins pass through the fin trade. What we don't know is whether they are killed specifically for their fins, because sharks are killed for many reasons.
Shark fin soup is consumed all over the world, in this country too, and there is a bill in Congress right now that would make it illegal to possess, buy, sell, or transport shark fins in the United States. 12 states already have a ban on shark fins, but this bill would make it federal law. I asked Shelley for her perspective on the bill.
I actually feel that this bill is sort of oriented in the wrong direction because it doesn't actually help us ensure that fewer sharks will be killed. It's very focused on the utilization and the utilization of one part of the shark. And so we could have a situation where a shark is killed in a perfectly sustainable and well-managed fishery like those in the U.S., and that fin cannot be used.
But as consumers, how could we know if the shark was killed for its fins only or if it was harvested in a sustainable manner where the whole animal is processed? Shelley suggests that instead of a ban, we should try a system that allows us to trace where the fins come from.
And I would definitely support that because that's a way for the consumer and the market to feed back into fisheries management.
Proponents of the bill argue that by participating in the fin trade at all, the U.S. is providing incentive for finning to continue. Ban or no ban, many of the shark species involved in the fin trade right now are at high risk of extinction. Shelley Clark is a fisheries management scientist. She works with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. She's based in Japan.